Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Murundi. The New Testament reading for today is from 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 21. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by the water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God that he has borne concerning his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne concerning his Son. And this is the testimony, that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked of him. If anyone sees his brother committing a sin not leading to death, he shall ask, and God will give him life to those who commit sins that do not lead to death. There is a sin that leads to death. I do not say that one should pray for that. All wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin that does not lead to death. We know that everyone who has been born of God does not keep on sinning, but he who was born of God protects him, and the evil one does not touch him. We know that we are from God, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. And we know that the Son of God has come and given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Why does John end his first epistle this way? Why is this his final exhortation, his last word to us? Little children, keep yourselves from idols. An idol is anything that sets itself up in place of the true God. It is anything in which we place our hope and trust. Idols can be of wood and stone. They can be people, institutions, valuables. What do idols have to do with this epistle of love, this beautiful exposition of God's love for us and our love for each other? What do idols have to do with love? In a word, everything. Idols rob us of love. Idols destroy love wherever they are found. Idols demand. The true God promises. Idols take. The true God gives. Idols crush you beneath their many desires. St. John tells us that the commands of the true God are not burdensome. Idols are capricious, listening to your requests when you have done enough, when you have offered enough. St. John tells us that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. An idol calls on you to look out for yourself. True love, as St. John tells us, is calling your neighbor back from perilous sin. idols take all of your devotion for themselves, when you love the true God, you actually have more love for your neighbors. In loving Him, you love others more. For idols deal in scarcity. Our God is abundant, overflowing with love, love which flows from you to those around you. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Yes, dear friends, keep yourselves from idols. They poison, they devour. Love is not the way of an idol, but it is the way of your God. His is the way of love, love for you, love in His Son. God gave us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Life is found in His Son, life that lasts forever, life that overcomes and destroys death. God so loved the world that He gave His Son into death for sinners like you. This is the love that overcomes the world, that will endure when the world comes to an end. All who are born of God overcome the world. They overcome sin. They even overcome death. No idol can do that. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let us pray. O God of love, those who abide in love abide in you, and you abide in them. Give us such perfect love of you and our neighbor that all fear may be cast out of our hearts, and we may with confidence greet you on the day of judgment. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.